My father is transgendered, but believes himself to be a Christian. He claims he is exercising his freedom in Christ. How can I honor my father and mother in this situation? Well, I have never been in a situation like that or have dealt with anybody in that situation. And I suppose transgendered could mean my father had an operation to make himself a woman, or my father is simply living out as a woman, dressing like a woman, taking hormones to be more shaped like a woman, or whatever. And he claims to be living, exercising his freedom in Christ. There are many issues we face today that are not directly addressed in the Bible, because the Bible was at a certain time and place where such things might not have been done, and therefore they weren't addressed. So you have to look for principles. You have to look for directions. God loves male and female. He made us male and female, and he delights in it. Anything in our culture that confuses male and female is going to probably lead away from the value that God put upon that difference and that distinction. So that would be one way to think about why what he's doing is unbiblical, because that's what he needs to be persuaded of, is that, Daddy, when you do this, you call into question the beauty of the distinctions God has made. Now, he may reject that. And a second angle would be when it says in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. Love is not arrogant or rude. Now, that word rude means, it's translated in the King James, does not behave itself unseemly. So there is a category of behavior in the Christian life which doesn't have a sentence in the book that says transgendering is a sin. Rather, there's a category that says, is it fitting? Is it becoming? Is it helpful? Is it coherent with all the other things that the Bible says? And I would simply say that kind of use of your sexuality is is out of step with what is seemly for a Christian. One other thing I want to say. Probably whenever that happens, it's an evidence of something else going on in the soul that you should probe for. A craving, a need, something that's over the top, powerful at the spiritual, psychological level that isn't being dealt with and needs to be.